The 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. Developing news on KSL, the man convicted of killing University of Utah football player Aaron Lowe in 2021 has just been sentenced to 15 years in prison. KSL News Radio's Emma Keddington has more.
25-year-old Book Book has been sentenced 15 years to life behind bars for Lowe's murder. He will spend that time at the Utah State Prison. Lowe was shot and killed at a house party in 2021. Book Book was also sentenced another 3 years to life for attempted murder for shooting a 20-year-old woman at that same house party who survived.
In exchange for his guilty plea earlier this year, the second-degree felony charges for obstruction of justice and possession of a weapon were dismissed. We're going to learn more about the sentencing from our KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis in just a few minutes, so stay with us. KSL News Time 501, he won at the GOP convention, but gubernatorial candidate Phil Lyman might have a problem. There are claims that his running mate isn't qualified to run.
Phil Lyman's interpretation of a line in the Utah Constitution is what's up for debate, specifically the part that reads, resident citizen of the state for 5 years, next preceding the election. Lyman's statement referred to an Ohio Supreme Court ruling the term next would require any period of 5 years preceding the 2024 election, and says Lane Bangerter meets the requirement. But Senator Todd Weiler gave David Dujanovic his legal interpretation of the line.
It's very clear that the intent is it has to be 5 years up to the date of the election. And we know that that hasn't been met here.
We've yet to reach the elections office for clarity on the verbiage. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The Lyman campaign says Lane Bangerter has lived in Utah for more than 30 years. They admit he's also lived in Idaho and insist he is a fully qualified candidate for lieutenant governor. Over the weekend, the current lieutenant governor said the Republican Party convention was inappropriate for children. She said her 10-year-old nieces were exposed to sexually explicit epithets. Deseret News reporter Holly Richardson says there were other disturbing experiences.
There were fists thrown. There were police presence had to be called over. There were delegates walking around in a T-shirt that said, make tar and feathers legal again.
And the response from the party chairman?
Utah GOP Chair Robert Axon told me from his view on the stage.
Most people there participated in positive ways and participated in respectful conversations in spite of differences of opinion.
Though Axon did say if there were any interactions he didn't see that went too far, he said he would not condone, nor is there any space for that kind of behavior. He also spoke to why he thinks some big-name candidates like Governor Spencer Cox and Congressman John Curtis got crushed by their first-time opponents.
So what I sensed was a number of delegates feeling like some of these other candidates, they're already on the primary ballot, and so I'm going to support somebody else so that there can be a continuation of options.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Protesters are still refusing to budge despite a deadline set by Columbia University. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the deadline to clear the camp passed about 5 hours ago, and now the university is handing out suspensions. Student leaders say the cause is worth the consequences.
These repulsive scare tactics mean nothing compared to the deaths of over 34,000 Palestinians.
NYPD officers are positioned just off campus, but have not taken any measures yet to clear the protesters. Meantime, tensions are rising in Austin, Texas, where hundreds of pro-Palestine protesters are clashing with police in riot gear. The Biden administration has wrapped up its investigation into allegations that Israeli security forces violated the human rights of Palestinians.
We found 5 Israeli units responsible for individual incidents of gross violations of human rights.
State Department spokesman Vedant Patel says the findings involve years-old allegations against Israeli forces operating outside of Gaza. He says the Israelis have remediated 4 of those units. 3 law enforcement officers were killed today, 5 others wounded, serving a warrant for a felon wanted for possessing a firearm. The officers were first shot at from the front yard as they approached the Charlotte, North Carolina home. After that man fell, more shots were fired from inside the home. A suspect was found dead in the front yard. 2 other people were found in the home after a 3-hour standoff. You can get more details at KSLNewsRadio.com. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
West Jordan police are trying to figure out who made a hoax call earlier this afternoon and caused a major emergency response. About 30 first responders showed up to a home on Hidden Peak Drive after Sergeant Andrew Hercules said someone told authorities that several people were seriously hurt.
Whatever information that did come across and was dispatched to the officers who responded made them all believe that this was real and this was very serious.
Authorities still don't know who made the call, but it was blocked. This is the second time this has happened to the same house this year. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We turn to Ricky Meese.
Traffic is really crowded and slow, both directions of I-15 between American Fork and Linden. Redwood Road seeing some delays tonight as you go southbound from Camp Williams down to 2100 North. And then for those headed northbound on Legacy, we've had some traffic that's been filling in, and it's a little slow going from Woods Cross into Bountiful. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky.